Hi, my name is Esther Snickers and I'm the founder of CISO. CISO is a global platform where you can find a facilitator for a constellation in your area or online. In this podcast, At the Kitchen Table With, you get to know facilitators. They talk about their background and the wonderful work they do.
Hello, Matthias. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Welcome. Well, how nice that you come to the podcast.
Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, we know each other through CISO, and we did a few constellations together, and I learned a lot of you from you, especially with the questions. And I remember that one time. And so I'm happy you are here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And as always, I start with a question. When was the first time that you know about systemic constellations? How did you get into it?
I first heard about systemic constellation through my brother. And that was it's not too long ago. It was probably 2016, 2015. And I had my first constellation in Berlin. And
so your brother asked you to come along?
No, he just told me that he attended a session, and I was like really curious and like, okay, maybe there's some issues in my life which needs to take a closer look on. And I thought, okay, constellation seems to be a quite interesting thing to get to get an experience of the situation, what is going on.
Mm. Then your brother explained it very well, I think, because what I mean to say is that it's difficult to explain what a constellation is about, because it's more about if you experience it, then you know it for sure. But it's if people don't have experience before, then it's hard for me. It's hard to explain.
Actually, it's more a matter of trust.
That's true. Yeah,
because I couldn't understand nothing what he said. Like,
no,
they're different people and they stand for something, and then they get the feeling from those people they were standing for, that they were representing. Like,
okay. So, and after that, you went to a constellation,
yes.
And did you go to the same facilitator as your brother, or yes. Okay?
Yes, I did go to the same facilitator, and then I attended a couple sessions in a row, and it helped me a lot, because I thought, well, it showed me something what I thought I don't have, or what a problem that I don't have. Like, you know, to get in contact with your inner feelings or with your like really subconscious. And I always thought, yeah, I'm like in a good in good contact. And then it showed that there's like a real deeper possibility to get more in touch and to see like what is really going on. This is how I attended the first sessions of constellation.
So you went for the first time, and then you booked after that a few more?
Yes.
So in the first time, you just was there to see how it works, or did you also did you do a constellation?
Yes, I jumped right into it.
Okay, wow.
And that was good. Then I always thought, because the lady who's doing the constellation in Berlin, I attended there, she's doing a kind of like really dynamic constellations. Everybody is like really free to act what they feel like.
Okay.
It's, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, of course.
It helped me a lot. Afterwards, I attended constellation that were more focused.
Mm-hmm.
It was like just about the client with his issue and not with all the others who had basically bring in their own issues, at least for some percentage, and just pick up a percentage of the repetitive mm-hmm. part.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is how
did you have right away a feeling that it helped you? Is it, or yeah. What my experience was is that the first time I knew I had the insights, but later on, a couple of weeks or months later, I thought, well, hey, I do things differently now. So yeah. How was that for you?
Yes, it helped me, and it made, well, afterwards, I felt like more easy, more at ease, more light, and more settled, more relaxed.
Yeah.
And when situations were coming my way, I could hey, yeah, this is not you who's acting there. This is something you learned or you picked up from somebody from the family system. So, and I could separate this from me and act differently in this situation. So it helped me to kind of step out of situations yeah. where I just, before I would just go right in and
yeah.
chaos will start.
Mm-hmm.
So it helped me right away. And it helped me also to get in touch with myself. And through getting in touch with myself, I could get in touch differently to people yeah. around me.
And that's beautiful.
And that was a great experience.
Yeah. So yeah. That was in 2016, right?
Yeah, I think 2015, 2016.
And you did a couple of constellations. And then the point came that you thought, well, I want to do this by myself.
Yeah, but actually, though, it happened that I was working in the company and I was like, oh man, there's so many entangled issues and misunderstanding and expectations and stuff. I was like, it's kind of like it needs to be visible so we can deal with it. And that my job was to get a company structure in this company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe there's constellation for business, and because I didn't know it. And then I started to look it up, and there's of course there was constellation for business.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, we need to do this in this company. And then I was like, okay, we need to find someone who's doing this with us. And then we invited different people and we couldn't say, okay, let's take this one or that one.
There was no click.
And yeah. So I was like, okay, if we don't find one, I have to learn it. And then I was like, okay, I learn it. And then I made a research where I could learn it, and I ended up in Wiesloch at the Wiesel in the Institute of Gunther Weber. And I was like, okay, there's this company thing, a management constellation
mm-hmm.
or corporate constellations. And there's also this normal family constellation or systemic constellation.
Mm-hmm.
And I booked them both.
Yeah, that happened with me as well. Yeah.
And then I, I started to learn, and I made this. I learned it for 2 years. And then I started doing constellations on my own. And I thought I need to do it just in corporate context, but actually my heart goes to the private or systemic constellations to give people live aid, or like the little the little push they need, or just to, like, you know, turn on the light in the dark. That's what I do now. And like, because my history, or my life history, is like, was up and down, and I was going through really difficult times till I was 30, and at the age of 30 I changed everything. Now I'm 42. So
and what you see is everybody who is a facilitator in systemic work did their own constellations and had their benefits of it. And that's the beauty. That's the beauty. Because they know it worked. And they want to give it further. So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it helped me a lot. And now it helped. And now even working with clients is, because if you work with a client, you always work with yourself as well. Even if you don't, like, even if your issues don't get involved, but you learn so much about different family systems and different family issues. Things people struggle with, and sometimes they're parallels, and sometimes, you know, you can just,
And a lot of topics are universals. Do you say it like that? That so there's always something that you, like you said, that you learn from it.
Yeah.
And that's why to be a representative in a constellation is also beautiful.
Yes. Because actually what I, my experience is if you do a couple constellations in like a weekend workshop, that somehow the representatives get picked for some same or equal or characteristics. Mm-hmm. My theory about it is that this, for a small percentage, is existing in yourself also. So you get, as a representative, you get a chance to work on, I don't know, most of them is, most of the time, to give an example, is like invulnerability is the English word. Mm-hmm. So, or that you don't feel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you stand as the representative that is like not touchable or not able to connect, or it's not feeling something, yeah, through the constellation, you get it like a smooth way.
Yeah.
Learn how to get in touch with your own inner feelings and your own inner world. And then you can, like, after, when you've done it a couple of times, and you can express it.
For example, I was with a constellation years ago, and there was a woman and she couldn't get children. And like I said before we record this podcast, we had it about children, and I said that I don't have children, and I'm fine with it. But I remembered that constellation. So I was only a participant. I was not even a representative, but only participant in the group. And her constellation was working also for me.
Yeah.
I remember that I was crying, and I didn't know where it came from. But I was crying. And I know that, of course, because we give constellations and we did a lot. So, but yeah, that's a good example to tell that only if you are participants, so you are in the group, but it's not your constellation, that it also is affect you.
Yes.
In this time, it was me, and it was very interesting how effective it is.
And yeah, somehow, like the clients find you for a reason. And it's kind of like if you send out some information and someone's picking them up, and it's like, okay. And
well, actually, in that group, that time were more women with no children, so it was very special. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the lady I learned this consolation from told me. She doesn't have children as well. And there was a time where just couples came to her with a wish or like, you know, desire to have children. And she's like, okay, I can't handle this. I want children myself. I can't get any. And now there are people coming and asking me to help them to get children.
Yeah.
So interesting. There's a connection.
There's connection, there's relation.
Where you, I have the same. There's sometimes it's like kind of like seasons, you know, after season where just those people come, and there's a different season where those people come.
People come.
And then it changes sometimes, but it's always kind of like similar.
Yeah.
It's good because you have like and you have people with kind of like the same issues they're dealing with, and they can have the experience not being alone with it.
And Matthias, do you work on a team? Are you specialized in a team, or is it random that people come to you with any kind of topic?
Normally, they come with any kind of topic, and they're all welcome. And you know, as a constellator, people come with a topic, and when we start working, the topic changes. So the topic is not that important, because you always go deeper than, well, as long as the client wants. You go deep than the maybe topic which is up or which is seen in the first place. Maybe there's a topic behind the topic.
Behind the topic, yeah.
And so everybody is welcome. And for the last topics I had were like, were couples with children suffering with addiction. That's like a really heavy topic. Because it's always about,
But it's good that the parents are coming to you.
Yeah. They always want to send their children. And it's like, no. The children too young. And then you will understand. And some come just with their job issues. Should I do this or should I do that? I want to live. I'm living in a village right now. I want to live in a city. Do a constellation on that, and it sounds pretty easy, but behind it, this is like the classic topic.
Yeah.
Having a topic behind the topic.
and do you work one-to-one or also in groups?
Also in groups and one-on-one. One-on-one is more easy because you can have appointments faster. But for really deep, not that one-on-one is not a deep experience, but for...
It's different.
Experience, a group is is nice. That's nice to have.
Can you explain?
I'm really grateful if I can work with groups, and but
yeah, no.
And one-on-one is also fun.
Can you explain the difference one-on-one and in a group? How you see it?
Well, in the one-on-one, sometimes it's more, it takes more effort for the client because, and it's more questions and more hypotheses. In the group, you have representatives for everyone and you can just ask and they will just say something. And then you can check with the clients, does that make any sense or does that sound familiar to you? And if you go to a solution,
mm-hmm.
the solution process, right? The group will tell you how fast you can go or if you have to slow down. For me, I'm always slow because I know soul needs time. So the soul yeah. doesn't know about minutes and hours or days and months or years, you know, but it needs time. And if all what you see gets all the way down to.
Yeah. Well, I always say the body needs time, but the soul, the body, it has to, you have to feel it. Because your brains get it, but it's not really settle in. It needs time to settle in. Yeah.
But also what I always think is so impressive is that I did a constellation, I think a couple of days ago with a woman. And we just set one representative as a figure, no group. And there was so much coming with actually just a simple setup.
Yeah.
And that couldn't have happened in a group. Because then there sometimes people get a little, can you just or lunch? Isn't that now last break or something like
that?
we go faster and then but in this case it was just fine and it was just the right setting to be one-on-one and just having one representative and it cleared up so many things. And it was like it took actually, I think 60 minutes.
Yeah. And when do you advise somebody to do a one-on-one or with a group?
Actually, if people don't know about constellations, sometimes they feel more comfortable with a one-on-one situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't know the client as well, and I don't know what are like really the little packs and bags and
mm-hmm.
Bombs sometimes that are hidden in
mm-hmm. the
person. And to make them feel more comfortable, I would offer them a one-on-one.
Mm.
They're already used to like talking about their own issues. Group is fine. Group is sometimes even better.
Yeah. But
for people who are not used to talk in groups or like a more, I mean, not shy, but, you know.
Yeah, you have to get used to it because, and that's one of the reasons why I record this podcast, to get it more well-known and accessible because if you're new to this, it's a really big step if you have in a group and you have to talk about the topics or your problems. So it's a really, it can be a big step. And that's why I asked you about it in the first few minutes about your brother. So you said trust and you see most of the people are coming because they trust somebody else, and sometimes I invite them in a group and just to be there, just to observe and see what is happening at the first time. Because I think group constellation with the representatives are so beautiful and so effective.
Yes, and you can experience a safe place or a safe space in a group.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I do always first when I start with the group work, is creating a safe place, safe space, so everybody feels comfortable.
Yeah.
And can start trusting as far as they want.
Mm-hmm.
No pushing, nothing. Just as far as they
and
want.
And then it happens. Just happens. And
it comes.
It comes, yeah. Yeah. It's so wonderful. It's so beautiful how the energy and all this stuff is working and related to each other. And what I always think is wonderful, because we know as facilitators that everything what is happening in the constellation is somehow connected to the constellation.
Yes.
One time we had a bird flying to the window, and it was on the exact right time at that constellation. And yeah, that's really magic. I still think that as magic. Yeah.
Yes. Or the phone rings and it's the person who's just The person is calling, who's actually the main issue in this.
Yeah. It's magic. It's magic. And Matthias, do you work physics just in the group life? I'm searching for the word, but in the live setting, but also online?
Yes.
And okay.
Both. A live setting, yeah. And and online sessions as well. But people are sometimes like, well, does that work online? Yes, it does. And it has also some advantage and disadvantage compared to the,
life settings.
Life settings.
Yeah. Well, I think you don't have to compare them. I think we have to see it separately.
Yes.
And live or online have their benefits and their, how do you say it?
Advantage or disadvantage.
Disadvantage, yes. Advantage and disadvantage, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You shouldn't compare. I just compare because that's always the question. It's,
yeah.
What is better? It's like, yeah, both has their pros and cons. So, and both will work.
Mm-hmm.
But when their people are there one-on-one, it's like if you have them in life, but maybe this is because of the actual situation right now, because of this COVID thing, that we are more into this online Zoom calls and stuff, so that we're kind of like lasting for like meeting each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I like meeting each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also see I prefer to work online. And it's not only because I developed the tool for CISO, but what I like is that we all there for the constellation. And that's also if you do it live. But somehow we are getting right away into the constellation. So yeah. I feel like all the surrounding fade away.
Yes.
What I Well, and that's, but I feel that people are more open, but it's, they are, because they are in their own environment, it's somehow, yeah, I don't know how to say it, but yeah, like I said, the surroundings fade away, so we get into it. So for me as a facilitator, I don't have to do a lot because it's already there.
Yeah.
And I like to work with people all around the world. But, and that's a really pro for the online.
Yeah. And it's slower.
Yes. Yes.
It takes, well, yeah, and you, well, you need to be more, yeah, you need to pay attention as a facilitator.
Yeah, and I miss the live constellation as well. So it's I think we don't have to compare, and it's beautiful that we can do both.
Yes, and both work.
that's both work. Yeah, and what I like is if I want to do a constellation now, we can do a constellation. So we don't have to arrange a room or a date or whatever. We can do it right away. So so, and like I said, I miss the live constellation as well, because it's beautiful to be in one room with different kind of people, and then you feel the energy, and yeah, well, that's beautiful as well. Yeah.
At the moment, I'm starting workshops with like a topic, so it's not. That they come with a free issue. It's a defined topic, and then they can decide if they want to come and take a look at it.
Oh, can they find the information on your website or on your social? Well,
at the moment, I just started, so I'm doing.
Okay, they're coming.
It's just the prototype, and when this is showing that it's a good thing to do this, it's always me and my, or so, and this, that's how I build the constellation, people coming with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my heart, me and my whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know how it works.
Yeah. Yeah, and we can put them in the agenda of CISO.
So and then I would offer it online as well, and then we can do a CISO.
Yeah.
A CISO show.
Yes, CISO show. Yeah. Well, that's nice. I dumped a couple of times the constellation with me and my not perfect self. Me and my perfect self. Yeah. Something, well, it's different translated in Dutch, but well, something like that. But that's interesting. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
And what I'm always fascinated about is that the topic that is going on in your life at that moment is somehow coming to the surface, even if you use a team like this. Yeah. Somehow it's coming there. Yeah.
And actually this is, if you have, if you give the topic, then it's, I think, I don't know how you say it in English, like doorstep to, for a client or like for someone who's interested to,
to
attend,
they get to know the constellation.
Like really, it's small, you know.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't have to think about my own topic. I don't have to give the topic. The topic is there, and I can take a look at it and see.
Yeah.
What will
it's a beautiful start.
Now, yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful start.
And then people can come with their own topic.
Yeah.
Or their own issues.
Matthias, you work in German and in English, I think, or do you have another language?
I can English. I can do it in German, which is my mother tongue, and I can do it in English as well.
Okay. But, and where can I find you?
Yes, I have a website, and it's Matzebauer, MatzeBauer.com.
Okay.
It's in German, but you will find an email address. You can write in English, I'll understand. You can write in Spanish, as long as we do the constellation in English, I'll understand.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Or you can write
that's good to know.
And if you write in Dutch, I'll have to call Esther to translate.
Yeah, I will do it. No worries, I will do it. Okay, well, it was good to talk to you. Yeah, oh, and do you have a song? Do you have a systemic song that you maybe use or that you heard a couple of times or that you think, well, that's a song that reminds me of systemic work?
Well, yeah, I thought about it not too long, and I think that my song would be from Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here, because it's all about what you can be and where you're not, or what you trade for something else.
Or what you will be.
Or what you will be.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. And let's stay in contact. And thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Yes, you too. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you want to book a constellation, or if you want to participate in an event, go to the website www.ciso.com. And finally, if you are a facilitator and want to record a podcast with me, or you know a facilitator who is suitable for this podcast, please send a message to info@ciso.com. Have a nice day.